So good morning. How are you guys? Hey, how was your Halloween? Well, what was so good about it? Candy? Well, that's wonderful. I like that. And your costume. Yes, I know. That costume sounds awesome. Let's see. Well, one of you was a geek guy. What were you?
A hacker,
right. Thank you. Good memory, Marge. Oh, whoever that was. Good memory. Who else? What other costumes do we have here? Yes, a mime?
A unicorn.
Nice. A what?
A unicorn.
Oh, yes, a unicorn. That so fits you. That's so sweet. How about, what were you?
A skeleton.
A skeleton? Nice.
A werewolf.
And a werewolf. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I was a disco dancer. Yeah, and Melissa was a disco diva. And so if you want to see photos, it'll cost you. But we'll show you pictures. Yeah, awesome. Hey, and how was your All Saints Day? You didn't forget that, right? We talked about that last week, right? All Saints Day. What'd you all do for that? What'd you celebrate? Anything? Yeah, that's a little harder, isn't it? Well, one of the things I want us to remember about Halloween is on Halloween, we always get stuff, right? It's kind of fun. I really enjoy that. And I see you're agreeing, Unicorn Lady, because we love getting stuff. But, you know, one of the coolest things is if we could each day find out ways of giving stuff. Like, did you give away any candy? How did that feel? Did you like doing that? What did you like about it? What happened when you gave candy away? Did people come to your door and you gave candy out? Is that what you did?
No, we traded.
Oh, you traded. I see. So you got rid of the Kit Kats you didn't like for the Snicker bars that you did. I see how that operates. Well, that could be fun. But when we give things away, like when we actually offer something to someone else, like our time to be helpful, that we can feel pretty good on the inside when we do that. In fact, what we usually experience is that though it's oodles of fun to get stuff, especially candy, when we get stuff is super fun. But if we could figure out ways each day of giving something away, our time, our energy, helping out around the house, helping a classmate in school who maybe a new person who joins your class, make them feel more welcome. Maybe if the teacher needs some help, to volunteer. If you see someone in the lunchroom that needs some help, maybe to help them out. If you see any other unicorns that need some help, you could just reach out to them. You know, Melissa and I had a chance of doing something really special yesterday. We went to an Eagle Scout court of honor where someone became an Eagle Scout. Do you know what an Eagle Scout is with the Boy Scouts of America? Yes? It's pretty cool stuff, yes? Do you know any Eagle Scouts? Yeah, a cousin who's an Eagle Scout? Awesome. Anybody here in the Boy Scouts, first of all? Any Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts? Who do we have? Raise the hands. Look around. Oh, lots. Any Eagle Scouts in the crowd today? Great. Bob, awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Well, we went to an Eagle Scout court of honor yesterday, and the young man's name is Justin Conley. And the reason Melissa and I were there, and he lives way up in Newtown Square, but his family worships here during the summer. They rent a place, you know, up in a campground just around the corner from here. And he and his mom, Carol, and dad, John, they worship here during the summertime, and we just struck up a relationship with them. So when he was having his court of honor, when he received his Eagle ranking, he just invited me to come and pray and offer a blessing for their scout troop, which we thought was just super fun. And one of the things I wanted to share with you today about helping and how to even turn things like Halloween, which is a get day, into a give day, is the oath that they take. And these are words that they remind themselves and they try to make true in their life. And this is what it says. It says, "On my honor, I will do my best to my duty, to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law, and to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight." You know, that would almost fit on a t-shirt. Those are pretty powerful words. And the Boy Scouts, It started in England. Maybe you like those chimes we hear in the morning as we start worship. The Boy Scouts started there, came over here, and it became a huge deal. Girl Scouts just 1 year later. And it's a group that really prides itself in being humble and serving other people. And it reminded me about our own church. And on our bylaws have been a little missing in our office. We're doing some cleaning, finding things. I found the bylaws. Any elders here? We've been looking. I found them. They're pretty old, from the early 2000s. But I wanted to read this. This is our statement of purpose from our bylaws. It's sort of like the scout oath that the Eagles and the Boy Scouts pledge to. It says, "The Presbyterian Church of Cold Spring has been called by God and organized to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ." We talk about him, right? Yeah, we talk about Jesus. He's right here with us. "To minister to the needs of members of the congregation and residents of the community, and to promote peace and justice in the world." That's our statement of purpose, which was built on earlier ones. As time goes by, you know, the words change and shift around. In fact, if the congregation would turn in the back page of the bulletin this morning, we have our mission statement that's sort of a work in progress that our session has been working on. As we've been in our transformation journey these last couple years. And this builds upon our statement of purpose. And it says, Cold Spring Press. In fact, I'd like to invite the congregation to read that with me. "Cold Spring Presbyterian Church energizes spirits and transforms lives by delivering resources and experiences rooted in the good news of Jesus Christ through inspiring worship, practical teaching from God's Word, innovative programs, and community-focused events and ministry." So you see, helping people was really Jesus' idea, who came not to be served, but to serve. And so we, here at Cold Spring Church, and later, years later, the Boy Scouts, and us today, we have an opportunity of really listening to God's Spirit inside us and doing what we can, not just to be humble receivers of gifts, but that we might be servants as well. So this week, what I want you to do is to try to think about one thing you might do at home or at school that might, not to bring attention to yourself, or it's not about you, but a way that you can serve somebody else and do something kind or thoughtful, as we put it, to serve others. And as the Boy Scouts put it, to help other people at all times, so that we together can be, like we just sang in the hymn we just sang, that God is bringing a band of people together to make a difference in the world. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for these children today, for those that care for them, and for the children that are represented in our congregation today and in our community. We thank you for kids of all ages, but particularly the vulnerable, the small, the young, and we pray that you would keep them safe and invite us in to do even more for kids in the years to come. Thank you for blessing us and giving us a purpose to serve others in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for being with me and sharing your holiday treats with me. Did you guys bring me any candy, by the way? Okay, just checking. Okay.